I often talk on this channel about the Kepler mission and its quest to discover exoplanets by using the transit method. This is to say, whenever a planet lines up just so to pass in front of its star and block just a little bit of its light. We can detect that drop in light with photometers like Kepler. We can also do this from ground-based telescopes, and in fact it's being done right now with Tabby Star, which is currently sliding into a particularly deep dip, something like 3% as of last night. But there's more you can do with transiting exoplanets. With sufficiently powerful telescopes, you can study planetary atmospheres through spectroscopy. We've done a bit of this with existing equipment, but as the next generation of super telescopes comes online over the next few years, this will become a key area of exoplanet study, and may even allow us to detect planets with complex life present just from the effects they have on the atmospheres of their planets, and we may even find evidence of a civilization using that method. But this can also be taken from a different direction. If we're looking at the universe studying exoplanet transits, then it seems reasonable that alien scientists probably do the same thing. It's a particularly strong method for aliens to have discovered this planet, since the composition of our atmosphere has been affected by life for billions of years in a telltale way. See my video, Can Aliens Detect Us, in the end screen of this video for more on that. In short, any alien civilization in the galaxy that happens to be lined up just right to see transits of Earth and has sufficient equipment may well know that this planet has life on it. They may not know that there is a civilization here. In fact, it's highly likely that they don't, since evidence of our technology, such as radio, have not yet had much time to propagate out into the universe. But if a civilization did know that Earth had life, they might consider sending us a message, meaning that the planets that can see our transits might make for particularly good SETI targets. But which star systems, especially close or noteworthy ones, might be in a position to see Earth or the other planets of the solar system transit? This very question was addressed in a recent paper by R. Wells and colleagues, link in the description below. They rightly note that we've never seen another Earth, a rocky planet within the habitable zone of a star that seems likely to harbor conditions similar to our own. In other words, we don't yet have a system we can look at for radio signals that lies within an area of the sky where Earth could be seen transiting. However, 68 known exoplanets do lie within the line of sight to see at least one of the solar system's planets transiting, and 9 of those are lined up to be able to see Earth itself transiting the Sun. None of those, however, are candidates for harboring life. It's worth remembering, though, that most exoplanets in the galaxy we're going to miss because they simply are not aligned for us to see them transit. There are other ways to detect exoplanets, such as their gravitational effects on their star, and indeed, someone might be studying and wondering about our sun's wobbles trying to figure out how many planets orbit it. Still, Kepler found a huge number of exoplanets that are lined up to transit from our perspective in a comparatively tiny patch of sky. Perhaps someone that happens to be lined upright is looking back at us wondering about this weird little world with all that oxygen. Maybe someday they'll say hello. And finally, an announcement. At the end of this month, expect a two-part collaboration episode by Isaac Arthur and myself, something a lot of people have been requesting. We went for it, and we chose the topic of uplifting, the idea that you could make a species smarter by biologically or technologically augmenting them. That subject has been addressed in sci-fi, most notably by David Brin and H.G. Wells, but there are many other aspects of that concept that are not well explored, especially in relation to exobiology. So we dug in, and we hope you enjoy the result. Look for it around September 28th. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and in the course of this collaboration, there was an anomaly. One Thursday a few weeks back, I was working on a script, and I saw a notification that Isaac Arthur had a new video out. That's always a good excuse to take a break, so I made coffee and grabbed some snacks and settled in to watch. Just as I was about to hit play, the phone rang. I thought, man, it never stops, and picked up the phone. It was Isaac Arthur, which led to much confusion on my part, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.